The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we've been talking about leaving cert results today, as has everybody in the country. So many people relieved, I think, that it's finally over, whether they be pleased or slightly unhappy with the actual result. What about the kids who should be starting school, the other end of the spectrum? What about 65 parents earlier today walked to the Department of Education in protest due to a lack of places in schools for their children with additional needs? Our reporter Andrew Louth spoke to some of those parents.
I've applied to 32 schools this year and I don't have a school place.
How many schools?
32.
32 schools?
32 school places up and down the country. She doesn't have an intellectual disability, which means that a lot of the specialised skills don't cater to her needs. Every morning throughout the summer she's been coming down the stairs getting her school bag and indicating that she wants to go to school. And I can't, you know, I can't explain to her. She's non-verbal. I try my best to explain to her that it's not time to go to school, and a lot of the time she lashes out and she'll hit me or she'll hit herself, and it takes a lot to bring her back from that.
We're here today because we've applied to 15 different schools. We're living in Finglas and every school has said no to us. So I've had to give up work because Sean has no school place. So it's really disappointing. Our story has been told twice in the Dáil. Sean should be starting school next week, first year secondary school, and we have no place. And I mean, he's looking at, his sister has gone back to school today, she's gone into second year. His brother is going into fifth year, and he's like, you know, Sean's school? But I can't say, I don't know what to say to him. Our government is absolutely failing us.
So Brody is autistic, he has been in his preschool special needs class, but he's too old for that now. So it was meant to go on to primary school. We've applied to every school that I've applied to, just kept saying they had no places available. You can't take your eyes off Brody for a minute. He doesn't communicate, he's non-verbal.
Okay.
So now he needs special care. I wouldn't be able to put him into a mainstream school.
I have a little girl, Paige, and she's 4.5 years old. She was diagnosed autistic in March just gone. We had to go private to get her assessment. She's on the assessment of needs wait list, and you're coming up to 3 years now. Paige's cousin is starting primary school in Monday, I think it is. That should be Paige. And she can't. So I have to look up other kids going out in their brand new school uniforms, and I'm not getting to see that for her.
Stop treating our children like second class citizens. They deserve the right to an education. It's their constitutional right to an education. Stand up for our kids and stop this abuse. Stop this abuse.
That is just a little flavour of what some of the parents had to say at that protest at the Department of Education today. Greg Lewis is with me. Greg was there because of the situation with his son Sam. Greg, you're welcome to the show. Talk us through the problem that you're experiencing.
Well, Sam is transitioning from primary to secondary school. We've applied for 16 or 17 school places and we've been refused all of them. Sam can go to a autism class with a mainstream school, or he could go to a special school. The lack of places is just shocking here in where we are in Finglas. We've got two special schools. And we have one mainstream school that has an autism class, but it's full. And we have three other senior schools that don't have any autism classes in it at all.
So what has been the response then, you know, today from Department of Education officials, or in the past as you've kind of tried to highlight this and sort out some sort of solution for Sam?
It's been shocking. It's been horrendous. It's been stressful. The anxiety just alone this morning from a lot of the parents. So I marched myself into the Department of Education 15 weeks ago, demanded a meeting and got one. And 15 weeks later, we are no further down the line. Our case has been brought up in the Dáil twice. Only 5 weeks ago, Richie Boy Barrett from the People Before Profit brought it up in front of our illustrious leader, Mr. Harris, and he promised within a week to get back with some news, and we're still waiting. If we as a country can't even get a reply from our leader, I just don't know where we're going to go with this.
So lots of secondary schools already back, you know, back this week, maybe only in for a day or a half a day or something, and then everything gets going next week. What's the situation with Sam?
Well, at the moment, he is no school. Both myself and my wife, Selene, work. It's literally now over the weekend, we're going to have to discuss which one of us don't go to work on Monday.
And how long can you keep that up for?
Well, as long as the government and the Department of Education and the NCSE don't do their job and don't have a school place for them, you know, we'll have to look at alternatives. But we were hoping for one of these last-minute miracles today. That just didn't happen.
So how many parents are you kind of in contact with then, Greg, in a similar situation?
Oh, my God. Like, I'm an SNA myself. So I would have a lot of people through other schools, other SNAs, who I've been in contact with, who've got parents who are in this position, either kids, parents looking for primary schools or secondary schools. I mean, we had a list today of 60 or more people who have no places either today or come Monday for their children.
And in previous years, do you know what happens in those situations?
Well, in Sam's short life in primary school, this is our third time going through this. So when you go into a primary school, the first thing you need is your diagnosis, your assessment of needs. And that takes a while. It's supposed to be called early intervention, but it's never early. It's always a long, drawn-out process. And Sam was then in a unit within a girls' school, and at second class, he had to leave because they had no place for him because it was only a primary unit. So then we had to go looking again, and we had this long thing of going through the summer and not knowing what was going to happen. And literally a week before we were in this situation, we actually got him a school, which was the school next door, opened him a unit for the four boys from the school he was in.
So it took all of that fighting to sort out the situation kind of that time around. You kind of find yourselves in a similar situation again, don't you? Kind of have to keep banging the drum until something is done.
It's like, as I've said many a time, this hasn't just sneaked up on our government, you know, or on our Department of Education. You know, this has been going on and on and on for years. And, you know, I mean, I even look at today and I look at all these successful people getting their leaving certs, you've Norma Foley, who is down in her own county there smiling on television. I don't understand why she's not behind the desk banging our heads, getting the department together, getting the NCSE together and finding places for our kids. It's abuse. It's child neglect on their behalf. And they should be held accountable for this.
Greg Lewis, SNA and parent of Sam, just one of those kids who cannot get a place in school despite the fact that in large parts of the country, school has already started for the upcoming academic year. Greg, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.